צהריים טובים רבותיי, today is יום של שבת קודש לסדר במדבר, זך באייר. This is גשמק המייסס. Okay, so yesterday we actually started speaking about the beginning times for תפילת מנחה, לכתחילה, בדיעבד, סעודות, עניינים. So now we're going to get to the end of this situation and we're going to drop some bombs the way Sen likes it. So now, like this. Now, don't you like when we drop halachic bombs? That's the best, yeah. Now, So like this, the end time for Tfilat Mincha, we saw yesterday, say Mishnah, Brachot Kavav Amud Aleph, is Machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Tanakama, Ad Erev, right? We said Machloket Rishonim, what's Erev?
Tzedek Kohavim, or Shkia.
Either Shkia or Tzedek Kohavim, all right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Plag Mincha. Interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda understands that the day with regards to Tfilah, okay, interesting, Plag Mincha, if you remember, just he says it ends at Plag Mincha. When's that? We said yesterday Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before Laila.
10:45 is the day.
So, yeah, so half of that, if you take the span of 2.5 hours before the end of the night, before the nighttime, half of that, what's half of 2.5? That's an hour and 15, hour and a quarter. Hour and a quarter before Machloket, before Laila, before Shkia. Let's go with Maran, Laila. Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still very light outside, and yet Rabbi Yehuda considers it the halachic end of the day to the extent that you got to be done mincha by that time. And like we said, the end time for mincha is always intimately related to what?
Beginning
time of Arvit. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, end time for mincha, beginning time for Arvit, plaga mincha. According to the Chachamim, end time for mincha, beginning time of Arvit, Erev. All right, here we go.
Why do we care about Vinesh Mashot? Only for Shabbat we care about it.
What do you mean?
Tefillah sounds like we don't care about Vinesh Mashot.
Tefillah is a different din. Now, the Chachamim say, you're right. Tefillah is just like anything else. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a special halakha with regards to tefillah that, and he learns it at a korbanot, that it's got to be done by Plag HaMincha. Okay, in general, in a machloket like this, in general, the Gemara would have paskin like the Rabbim, which is the Chachamim. However, for several reasons, the Gemara ends off in paskins. No, that's not the halakha over here. What is the halakha? None, open-ended, meaning the Gemara says the avid kemor avid, the avid kemor avid, which means you can do like either one. Wow, that sounds fantastic. What the Gemara says? Take it and run with it. Time out, caveat. Says Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachot. Not quite, okay? And Maran Bet Yosef paskins like this Rabbeinu Yonah, who says you can go like any which way you want. You can go like, now, you can go like the Chachamim, you can go like Rabbi Yehuda, but what? You have to be consistent. And what does consistent mean? Le'olam. Forever. You got to pick and stick. You got to pick your side. You got to choose him and stay with that. Which means, what does it mean not picking and sticking? If you're davening mincha after plaga mincha, whose side are you on?
Chachamim.
Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's too late for mincha right now. So if you're doing that, you got to wait until Erev to daven Arvit. If you're davening, that's basically it. Now, that's the way Maran Shulchan Aruch writes in Shulchan Aruch. He says that technically, best thing is to daven mincha at the proper time. Arvit after Tzedek Kohavim. But if you want, you can do like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you do like Rabbi Yehuda, you forever have to be careful. If you want to daven Arvit after Plaga Mincha before Erev, what do you better make sure to do every day? Yefe. You got to make sure to daven Mincha before Plag. Okay, now, that's what we call the quintessential tarte de satre, two tfilot that contradict one another. Give me an example of two tfilot that contradict one another. No. Mincha after plag, arvit, meaning after plag before shkia tzit, and arvit before shkia tzit. Whoa, that's a stira, because mincha after plag means you hold like the chachamim, Arvit before Erev means you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That is contradictory. You can't do that, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Stop. Okay. Now, issue. So that Maran seems to be very clear about that. Nevertheless, Maran himself, if you look in Bet Yosef, Siman Resh Lamed Gimal, Saif Bet, the Bet Yosef says Meforash, he doesn't say where, but apparently the Minhag in Sfarad or Tzfat or both was like other poskim that he brings in. If you ever looked at the first Tosfot in Shas and the first Rosh in Shas, they both quote Rabbeinu Tam, that Le'inyan, even though the Gemara says you shouldn't do Tarte de Satre, you shouldn't you know, you shouldn't contradict. La'inyan tefillah hekilu, which means when it comes to tefillah, it's okay. You don't have to worry if there's a stira when it comes to tefillah. They said it's okay. Magen Avraham explained. Now, it's not only that. Tosfot, Rosh, Mordechi, Rashba, they all bring down this thing of Rabbeinu Tam that la'inyan tefillah hekelu, that you're able to be mekim to do a tarta de satre with regards to tefillah. And Maran, huh? Which means mincha arvit back to back after plag, before shki'ah. Yeah, that was a big, and Maran says kenagu, that was the minhag. Even though he doesn't like it. You see in Shulchan Aruch, he paskins against it. But there's several Rishonim that go with that. And he says that was the minhag. Why? What's the reason behind this minhag? Magen Avraham, in Siman Rishon Amed Gimel also, he explains this minhag. And he says the reason was, in those times, the Zivchei Tzedek, Rabbeinu Abdullah Somech, interestingly, now, listen carefully. Zivchei Tzedek, Ben Ish Chai, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, they all say this was the minhag. In the, all Baghdad did this. All Turkey did this. Moroccans also brought down in their Sfari, in Sifre Minhag of the Moroccans. They did it, which means you look at Kim'at, the consensus of Sephardic lands, they were doing it. They were doing this. That was the Minhag. Huh? Hello, hello, hello. If there's a Minhag, yeah, no, well, first of all, there's Poskim, and second of all, if there's such a prevalent Minhag, and the Chachmei Hador are not stopping it, and Adrabah, they're joining it, that means what? They're signing off. There's a Koach HaMinhag. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, he says, because there used to be a Tircha, you know, they didn't have electricity and stuff. If they would daven Mincha at the proper time, and then disperse, and then you would wait for the Minhag to recongregate for Arvit, there was a Chashash that that wouldn't happen. There's a Chashash that people would just go home, and not come back for Arvit, and he'd be stuck without a minyan for Arvit. Whether or not that's the case today, I don't know. Probably not. You know, people are up and about and whatever, but that's the minhag. Not only that, if you go to Brooklyn today, okay, if you go, especially during the summer, you'd be hard-pressed to find a Sephardic shul with a mincha Arvit minyan closer to Shkiah. They all, kim'at, every, they have early minchas and late arvits, but the mincha arvits back to back in Sephardi shuls in Brooklyn and Deal and whatever. When are they? Plagish. That's when they're doing it. 7:30, whatever it is. So you see, there is koach la minhagazi. Maran Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it. Now everybody's like, hey, isn't this neged Maran? Absolutely. But what can you answer to that ta'ana? Maran himself was me'id that this was the minhag. He doesn't like it, but Maran writes in the Agdama Lebet Yosef, we've spoken about it a million times, that any minhag which predated the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch, he's not coming to mess with. And therefore what? I guess it just went. Maran Tichon Avraham himself was careful to daven mincha, to daven Arvit Bazman. Maran himself would daven Arvit after Tzetek Kochavim. There's a little bit of a different schedule during the winter and the summer. It was always Tzetek Kochavim. But that's, you know, that's best case scenario to be Yotze Maran HaShulchan Aruch. But the minhag is the minhag. If you want to do that, it's okay. Go ahead.
Maran Zichron HaNivracha only prayed mincha, mincha gdola, which you certainly cannot pray Arvit afterwards. So why is that a raya for anything?
No, but he was careful in his minyan not to pray Arvit in after plaga mincha before shkia.
Right.
Now, hold on. Watch this.
It shouldn't make a difference because you already said Mincha before.
Yeah, it does, because there were certain times where he prayed later Arvit also, and according to Maran, who paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to be consistent le'olam, he wasn't consistent with his minchas le'olam. Verstehst? Now, he says, I have an even better thing. For those who want to make it a drop better, this is what I try to do when I can, if I'm davening in yeshiva or whatever, there's a way even for Sfaradim to make it better. You ready? Although Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you have to be tarte de satre, you have to be consistent your whole life, there's several Rishonim that disagree with that. Meiri, Mordechi, and others, they say, it doesn't go by your whole life. The gauge for tarte de satre is daily, which means every day restarts the clock. Which means, according to those Rishonim, as long as I was careful on that day to daven mincha, kodem plaga mincha, it's no longer tarte de satre. So in the summer, for instance, if you're a Sfaradi and you want to catch a plag Arvit, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying it's Lidat Maran, but if you want to fix it a little bit more, according to Mori Shonim, you know what you do? You yourself make sure to daven Mincha earlier on that day before Plag, and then you have more Shitot. What? Number one, Safik Sfika. Maybe the halakha is like the minhag that you can make a tarte de satre anyways. And even if not, maybe the halakha is like the Meiri and others, the tarte de satre is gauged by that day. Gishmak amaisa. Now, I do want to throw in over here two different things. Number one, this minhag that the Sfaradim have, to daven tarte de satre, only applies to a tzibur. Only applies if you're praying b'minyan. If you're praying b'yichidut, it is asur l'chatechila to daven a tarte de satre. Huh? What do you mean nafkamina? If you don't have a minyan.
Why here?
Oh, because what was the reason why this minhag came about is because we had this issue of, you know, the minyan not recongregating. So over there, nahagu la'akel, therefore be'emet, if you're b'yachid, if let's say you're in a situation, this was a big COVID thing, big COVID thing, came up a lot. And people asked, what do we do about minchad v'arvit? So now I told them, lecha techila, best thing to do, daven arvit, earlier in the day before plug, and then, aslicha, arvit, toda, and then arvit, you can already daven et shkia, and you have many tzdadim la'akel already by arvit b'shkia, since shkia already is safek layla, ben ashmashot is safek layla. Yes. There was no tzibur, COVID. I mean, they're rogue tzibers, yes. But like, you know, but like, I don't know, I'm not, like, I was not a fan of those, by the way. Like, the whole place was shut down, and then you have the, you know, you have the what do you call that? The dream team coming together, you know, like, anyway.
At the end of COVID, there's some people who are still, like, the tzibur was
there, yeah.
But then there's still people, like, in the quarantine.
Two? Daven bisman shatzibur mitpanim, 100%. That's the next best thing. Yes. Well, no. Well, yes. So when you, according to Agaon Chamitzchak, the Elkut Yosef, that joining with a minyan via live hookup gives you the ma'alav tefillah betzibur, you'd be able to be mekin. That's a big machloket. I don't want to get into that right now because that's a totally different sugya. Yes. But I do want to say, the Sha'aret Teshuvah and Siman Shlamad Gimal points out that the Ari HaKadosh would daven a tarte de satre every day. How so? Because the Ari, it says in Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, and in Kitve Ari, in Sha'ar HaKavanot, that the Ari HaKadosh, how is his minhag of mincha v'arvit? He would pray mincha right before Shkia, and arvit right after. Why? Because the Ari HaKadosh wanted all three tefillot to be during daylight. That's Al Pi Kabbalah.
That's only going to the Madama that says that Erev is not Shkia.
But at the end of the day, what do you see from here? And the Sha'aret Teshuvah says over there, you see that the Ari was okay with regards to Tefillah to do a Tarte de Satre. You see that even at Shkia, he considered Tarte de Satre. In order not to be considered Tarte de Satre, you see, according to Sha'aret Teshuvah, it's got to be Laila. Which, that's why he says, Nariya Kadosh was okay with it, Lefiya Kabbalah. But anyway, Shkia is definitely better than pre-Shkia, because after Shkia, you have another tzad that what? That it's Safek Laila. Okay, good. That's Faradim. Enter Ashkenazim. Sam, this is all you. Because I said Sam. Yeah, good. Yes, preferably.
After Shkia,
then you don't even have to be somech on the minhag, because the minhag is even before Shkia. Yeah.
But because in essence it's so like there's so much things going on.
You want to daven like the Ari? 100% do it. Yes. Now, I want to point out something. Yeah. So where do Ashkenazim stand on all of this? In Siman Resh Lamed Gimal, you see the Mishnah Berurah goes very vehemently like Shulchan Aruch. No making tarte de satres, period. Yeah? Now, fast forward to Siman Resh Samach Zayin. Hilchot Kabbalat Shabbat. the Shulchan Aruch says a very interesting thing, and the Mishneh Berurah interprets it a very interesting way. Maran writes in Siman Rish Lamadzayin, Rish Samachzayin, Midakdakim Nitpalel Arvit Yoter, I'm sorry, Magdimin Nitpalel Arvit Yoter Mibimotachol, which means we daven Arvit earlier than regular weekdays because we want to be Tosefet Mechon HaKodesh. And when's the earliest you can pray Arvit? Says Maran, Plaga Mincha. Says the Mishneh Berurah, whoa, hold on. Listen to this. וביפלגה מינחה משמע מדברי המגן אברהם ואפילו הנוהגים להתפלל מעריב בזמנה מותרים להתפלל בליל שבת מבעוד יום ובלבד שיהיה מפלגה מינחה ואילך וכיוון דמצוותה להוסיף מחול על הקודש הוא כבר קיבל שבת עליו יכול לסמוך על דעת הסוברים דאבי לילה לעניין תפילה אך הנוהג כן יזהר על כל פנים בערב שבת להתפלל מנחה קודם פלגה מינחה כדי שלא יתרטד לסתרי הדדי. Which means, listen carefully, says the Mishneh Berurah, in general, Mishneh Berurah says, you pray Arvit bazman. But, says the Magen Avraham, on Lil Shabbat there's a special mitzvah of what? Leosif Mechol al HaKodesh. So then you have a special heter to daven Arvit at plug, which is good. But if you're doing that, he says, still be careful not to make Tarte de Satre, at least on that day, by doing what?
Pray Mincha earlier.
So now, do you have, are there Ashkenazi early Shabbos Ashkenazi Minyanim?
Yes.
Sure, plenty. But according, Pashut, yeah. Oh, but 1 second, so he says, but even according to those that were letting you daven Arvit from plug, he says, still be very careful to make sure you daven Mincha, pre-plug, so that you're not soter yourself. Okay, but, V'yesh Omrim, yeah, that was Magen Avraham. Not all Poskim Ashkenazim like that. Listen, stay with me. The Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis, disagrees with that. ויש אומרים, בציבור יש להקל להתפלל מעריב מבעוד יום, אף אם יתפלל מנחה, אחר פלג המנחה. בדרך חיים is actually more מקל. He says, no. He says, even if the ציבור דאבן מנחה after plug, you can still דאבן ערבית after plug before שקיע as well, בציבור, מפני כבוד השבת. So you have מגן אברהם, דרך החיים. Comes the Mishneh Berurah in Paskins, ונראה לי שאין לסמוך על זה. רק שהוא מתפלל מעריב על כל פנים בבין השמשות ובשעת הדחק, אבל לא כשהוא עדיין יום ודאי. He says, to rely on that opinion, says the Mishneh Berurah, I don't really like that. He says, to allow actual tarte desasri mishum kvot Shabbat, says no good. Unless you're doing it, unless you're davening arvit, בין השמשות, which is also an element of tarte desatre, but he says that's better because at least you have safek laila. So he says, if you davened Arvit, so let's break it down. Mipnei kevod Shabbat, can Ashkenazim daven Arvit at plug? I ask you. Broad. May Ashkenazim daven Arvit at plug b'lein Shabbat? Yes, says the Mishneh Berurah though, machloket, what to do about mincha? Preferably, do the Magen Avraham and what?
Pray earlier.
Make sure you daven, which is, by the way, a lot of early Shabbos places, they structure the minyan that you'll do mincha right before a plug, and then you'll kind of segue into Arvit at plug. Yeah? Okay. Okay? But then you have another kula. Derech HaChaim is even more mekel. Ma omer Derech HaChaim? He says that even if it's back-to-back Tarte Sasrim, Mishum Kvod Shabbat, Beseder. However, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't like the Derech HaChaim, and he says, don't do that unless it's Sha'at HaDachak and Ben HaShmashot. Now, obviously, you have to repeat Kriyat Shema later. That's not even a question. So now, you see very clearly that Ashkenazim, even when it comes to Shabbat, even when it comes to the Mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, it's not all peaches and cream, according to Ashkenazim, about making Tarte Desatre. We have the Minhag, Sfaradim have the Minhag, Afilu Bimotachol. Kol Sheken Belel Shabbat, where you have the Mitzvah, Tosefet Mechol Al HaKodesh. Ashkenazim hate Tarte Desatre, even during the week, but especially during the week, but even on Shabbat, where you have this Mitzvah, Tosefet Mechol Al HaKodesh. But here's the clincher. Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Alichot Shlomo, and many others, they don't like this Mishneh Berurah. And they say that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, they were very much against early Shabbos Minyanim, and he said everything has to be Bazman. Mincha should be Bazman, Arvit should be Bazman, after Tzeis, whatever. And they said, what do you do about the kids? They said, even at the in the summer, when it's very late, what do you do with the kids? So they said, even at the not at the expense of the kids, but they said, listen carefully. They said, what do you do? Daven mincha, go home, have your suda, put the kids to sleep, and come back later for an arvit bazman, et tzedek kohavim, as opposed to sacrificing tefillah bazman. That's Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman saying. Now, Mishnah Berurah doesn't go that far. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that as long as you structure the Tarta de Sasri properly to avoid that on Erev Shabbat, you're okay. But they're saying the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not that way. Shevet HaLevi and others, they were more mekel even in Eretz Yisrael. They said, go with the Mishnah Berurah. They say, that's okay.
According to Rav Eliashiv, you could have your Seudat Shabbat before...
Yes. Yep. Because it's a Seudat Mitzvah.
They were talking about Shabbat?
Yep.
During the week then?
Certainly not. Bechlal not. It's very rare, I mean very, very rare, that you'll find a plag minyan of Arvit by Ashkenazim during the week. Oh, they have one? Okay. During the week? Okay. Listen. Huh? Well, again, if you're makpid about, again, if you're makpid about mincha being before, then it's easier. Well, the Mishnah Berurah is very, he's very against it. Even on Shabbat, he has some qualms about it, depending on how you structure it. But again, there's certainly yesh l'al mal yismoch. They can, huh? Yeah. Yes. The Kiddush D'Oraisa. Yes. Yes, he'd be yotzei davening. Because it's not Laila yet. Yes. Yes. Okay? That's true.
Birach was crazy on that.
What? Of what?
Birach was crazy on doing Kiddush on Kiddush with, what's it called?
Mibod Yom.
Mibod Yom.
I know. Not only that, that's... Nachon. Magen Avraham says it's best to have another, because not because
he's
necessarily...
Gives a heter,
yeah.
But the entire world against that heter, like against the Magen Avraham.
Mikol Makom.
How are we doing that? I don't get that point.
They say the chashivut of tefillah bazman is such that this is what you do. Like I said, Rav Ozner and Shevet HaLevi and others, they're make it like the Mishnah Berurah, which is, you know, you want to Aruch HaShulchan is also mekel, as long as you're avoiding. There are some Ashkenazi poskim that say lichvot Shabbat, you can even do Tarta D'Sasri. If you want to structure it that you avoid Tarta D'Sasri and rely on the Mishnah Berurah, certainly you're okay. And if you want to be more machmir and do tefillah bazman, okay, do it. Derech Chaim. No, he says for Shabbos. You're saying during the week? During the week, I guess the idea is that such a shita exists. And it, at the no, this is probably the thing. Even Ashkenaz, I have seen in Florida other places that do it also. It's probably because they're afraid they're not going to get a minion later, and therefore at the expense of losing tefillah b'tzibur, so they'll do a plag marv, but they should be careful not to do a tarti d'sasri, because you cannot find no Ashkenazi post contemporary. Even though Rabbeinu Tam was a fan, he said it was okay, and Rabbeinu Tam was an Ashkenazi posik. But I'm saying among the Achronim, you don't find that Ashkenazim were usually mekel, unless Ashkenazim were being like Sfardim and relying on the minhag of the Sfardim, which is also, you know, that's, if you want to do that, that's up to you, but that seems to be the Seder Advarim over here. Talk to me. Yes. Look around. Almost, I don't think there's an Ashkenazi shul in the tri-state area that doesn't at least have one early Shabbos minyan.
What's the problem then? There's no issue with Ashkenazim.
Well, in Eretz
Yisrael is an issue.
Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael that was the thing. But like I told you, the difference between Sephardi and Ashkenazi early Shabbos minyanim is that Ashkenazim will be more makpid to structure it such that the mincha is before plag and the arvit is after plag. Whereas by Sephardim, there's less reason to do so because we have the minhag anyway, so we can do tarti d'sasri even after plag. Meaning, I think plag now is about 6:45-ish. So Ashkenazim will be makpid to daven mincha at like 6:30 and then ma'ariv right afterwards. Whereas the Sfaradim, you know, in Maishul, we have a 7:00 minyan, mincha ve'arvit. Even though both of them are after plag, Okay, so be it. You have the minhag to rely on. I wouldn't call it the most lechatchila ba'olam, but it's lechatchila because you're being soech on the minhag. Got it? Okay, people. Have a good day.